All right, we'll go ahead and continue with USC coach Steve Sarkisian. The Trojans are home, hosting Oregon State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one.
Could be an easy day for you, Steve. Any questions? Last chance for Coach.
Your first question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Steve,
come on, Bud. You didn't have to ask a question. Don't feel obligated.
They didn't want you to pitch a shutout. You know how that goes. You had the almost a week off, I guess. You talked last week about how it was tough to have to marinate in that after a loss. What sort of week was it, and are you back where you need to be now?
Well, I think that's one of the beauties in football is always, if you lose a ball game, in 7 days you have a chance to redeem yourself, and that's kind of part of the process. The hard part is when you have a loss and then you have a bye, and so you have to deal with that loss for obviously an extended period of time. But I thought the guys responded really well. We really addressed some of the issues that I think we can fix and make us a better team. And in turn, it was a really good week of a bye week of getting healthy, but also fixing some issues that we had. In turn, we've taken advantage of the bye week and gotten a little bit ahead in game planning. And all in all, I feel like our execution's good and the spirits are high.
And with Oregon State coming in, you obviously have a lot of experience with playing them up here. Do they look different from previous years? Obviously, you don't have to deal with Brandon Cooks again, but
they look very similar scheme wise. I have a great deal of respect for Coach Riley and what he's done there. Schematically, offensively, they're going to give you a lot of challenges formationally with motions, with stacks and bunches. They're going to give you the fly sweep. They're going to give you all the variations off of it. They're going to give you the big play action pass game and throw the ball down the field. And Mannion is doing it again. They know what they're doing, and he does a great job. Defensively, a veteran group, and they've got a bunch of seniors and juniors. And Coach Banker's done a really nice job of getting those guys flying around. They look really good. First few games in the season, so we're going to have our work cut out for us on both sides of the ball.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes on the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Steve, you mentioned getting things fixed. What were the top couple of things on that list that you had to get fixed during the off week?
Well, I think the biggest thing we have to understand is, we've got quite a bit of youth up front on the offensive line. And, this will be now our fourth real veteran defense that we faced. And people are challenging those guys. They're giving us a variety of different things, of stunts and movements and pressures that have really challenged those guys up front and putting some, tall task on those guys. So we have to make sure we're doing scheme-wise to put them in the best position to be successful and that they're recognizing when some of the movement and stunts are coming so that they can communicate and help one another. I think that's first and foremost. I think secondly, defensively, obviously this week may not necessarily hold true, but we had some issues with the zone read and the pistol zone read and the unbalanced formations against Boston College that I don't know necessarily we'll see that from Sean Mannion this week, but we're going to see it in weeks to come. And so we needed to get that stuff fixed throughout the bye week as well and then continue to develop our young players, Ted, to where those guys are really feeling comfortable on game day and where the coaches are feeling comfortable with those guys being on the field on game day.
Right. Thank you.
Yep.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one.
Any additional questions for Coach?
Your next question comes from the line of Austin Meek, the Register Guard.
Steve, what were the defensive meetings like the last couple weeks after struggling on run defense against Boston College? Were guys pretty motivated to set a different tone?
I think that goes without saying. It's a prideful group, one that has played great football in the past and really did in the first couple games for us. And, credit Coach Adazio and Boston College. He had a good game plan. We were not as disciplined as we need to be, and I think we got that part fixed. But this is a prideful group. They want to go out and play great football, and as we've touched on with them, everybody wants to play great on Saturday. To do that, you need to be great today on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and I think our guys have a real focus for that. And, again, last week we got some things fixed. This week I think our focus, our energy is good, our physicality is good, 2 days into the week of practice.
Your next question comes on the line of Alex Crawford, 1080 The Fan.
Hey, Coach. Alex up here in Portland, Oregon. I just wanted to ask about, you know, last year you led the Huskies into Corvallis and just blew out the Beavers out of the water. Are you going to try to draw on your experience from last year's blowout of Oregon State and last year's big win and try to invoke some of that in this year's game?
I think, you know, fortunately but unfortunately for me, I've been a part of those types of games on both ends. Where you have it that way and you're victorious, and sometimes you have it that way and you're not, and things don't go your way and for whatever reason. So I don't think you can put too much into that. You know, this is going to be a different game. These are two different teams, different energy, different excitement about it. So, quite honestly, no. You know, I've been fortunate to have competed against Coach Riley's teams and the things that he likes to do offensively, Coach Banker, the defensive coordinator. I do know they'll have a great game plan. I do know we're going to have to make some adjustments throughout the game. They'll have some new wrinkles for us. And that part of it, I always enjoy competing against them because I know their teams are ready to play.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Any further questions? Hearing none, that's it. Sir, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You got it.